Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive? Today we're going to be looking at AI.
Oh, yeah.
Three big names in AI, actually.
Sounds fun.
ChatGPT.
Of course.
DeepSeek and Qwen.
Okay.
We're going to be pitting them against each other.
Interesting.
To see who comes out on top.
All right.
We've got this article here.
Okay.
That puts these AIs through some real-world tests.
Hmm.
And the results are not what you would expect.
I'm intrigued. For a while, it seemed like U.S. tech giants had the AI scene on lockdown.
Yeah.
But then DeepSeek came out of nowhere and started turning heads.
Right.
Then Qwen 2.5 came along, and it outperformed DeepSeek in certain areas.
Wow, things are changing fast.
They really are. It's an exciting time to be following this.
It is. Okay, so before we get to the tests,
sure.
Can we do a quick rundown of each of these AIs?
Yeah.
I think most people listening have heard of ChatGPT.
Right.
But DeepSeek and Qwen might be new to some people.
Definitely. Well, ChatGPT, everyone knows, from OpenAI.
Yeah.
Built on that GPT-5 architecture.
Mm.
It's really good at creative writing and technical documentation.
So
blog posts, scripts, even things like translating legal jargon into plain English.
Okay. But it's also really expensive.
Yeah.
And maybe not the best if you need to do advanced math or really specialized work.
Exactly.
That's where DeepSeek comes in, right?
Yeah. DeepSeek is all about precision
okay. And
efficiency,
especially
when it comes to like scientific and mathematical tasks.
Okay.
So if you need to run some complex simulations or analyze huge data sets, DeepSeek is where it's at.
Interesting.
It's trained on things like RSIG and Wolfram Alpha.
If you know, you know.
Exactly.
This thing means business.
Yeah, it's the real deal.
Okay. So DeepSeek is for the serious number crunchers.
I love it.
So where does Qwen fit in?
Qwen is the multilingual one.
Okay.
Really shines in business and legal settings.
Okay.
Especially in Asia, since it's strong with Mandarin and Arabic.
Ah, so if I need to write a contract
in
multiple languages.
You got it.
Qwen's my guy.
Basically.
Okay, but it's a little more robotic than ChatGPT.
Yeah, it's got a bit more of a robotic feel.
So not my first choice if I need to have a casual conversation.
Or write a poem or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got our contenders here.
I'm ready.
ChatGPT, the creative writer.
Uh-huh.
DeepSeek, the brainy mathematician.
Love it.
And Qwenning, the multilingual legal eagle.
It's a good matchup.
So now let's see how they do.
Yeah, let's get into it.
The article we've got here has three challenges.
Okay.
The first one is all about physics.
All right.
Sounds simple, but it's actually pretty tricky.
Okay.
The classic rotating ball in a box problem.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of this one.
So imagine a box
spinning
in space.
Got it.
And inside there's a ball bouncing around.
Sounds simple enough.
Right. But simulating that realistically.
With all the physics and everything.
Gravity and the rotation.
Yeah, that's where it gets tough.
It's a real challenge for these AIs.
Okay, I'm interested to see how they do.
So first up, ChatGPT,
which
is supposed to be pretty good at coding.
That's right.
So how did it do?
Well, it generated code quickly.
Okay.
But the simulation was kind of a mess.
What do you mean?
The ball didn't really bounce realistically.
Oh.
Even glitched out sometimes.
Like how?
Passing through the walls of the box.
Oh, wow.
So speed over accuracy, I guess you could say.
Interesting. Okay, so what about DeepSeek?
This is where DeepSeek shines.
I figured as much.
It took its time.
Go ahead.
Like 200 seconds just processing the problem.
Mm.
But when it generated the code,
the
simulation was flawless.
Really?
Ball bouncing perfectly.
Wow.
Physics were spot on.
Nice.
Even handled all the tricky edge cases without any issues.
So DeepSeek really nailed this one.
Definitely.
What about Qwen?
Unfortunately, Qwen struggled with this one.
Oh, no.
The ball kept going outside the box.
Which isn't how physics works?
Not usually, no.
Not at all.
And even the box itself was partially cut off in the simulation.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, not its best showing.
Not a great start for Qwen.
No.
Okay, so challenge number two.
All right, bring it on.
Let's switch gears to a word problem.
Okay.
A classic pursuit puzzle.
I love these.
I'm going to give you the problem.
Okay.
You can try to solve it. Along with the AIs.
Mm, challenge accepted.
Okay, here it is. A valuable artifact was stolen.
Mm.
The owner begins pursuit after the thief had already fled 45 kilometers.
Yeah.
After traveling 160 kilometers, the owner discovers the thief remains 18 kilometers ahead.
Okay, I'm following.
How many additional kilometers must the owner travel to catch the thief?
Ooh, that's a good one. Let me think.
No cheating.
I would never.
I'll give you a minute.
Okay, I'm working on it.
All right, time's up.
Ooh, do I have it?
Let's see how our AIs did first.
Okay.
ChatGPT, with its focus on being human-like.
Right.
it needed a couple of tries to get this one right.
So it didn't get it right away.
No, seemed like it had trouble understanding the problem at first,
Interesting.
but it did get there eventually.
Okay, at least it figured it out.
Exactly.
What about DeepSeek, our precise thinker?
DeepSeek got it right on the first try,
I
but it
see.
was a little slower than Qwen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but its solution was super detailed,
Makes sense?
step by step,
Girl.
very thorough.
Okay, so slow and steady wins the race.
Or maybe not.
What do you mean?
Qwen was faster.
Oh, right. How much faster are we
Way
talking?
faster.
No
Like it
way.
was the speed demon of the group.
Wow. Did it get it right, though?
Also, right on the first try.
Okay, so it's both fast and accurate.
Exactly. Its solution was concise and accurate.
Really highlighting its efficiency.
Really is.
Okay, so Quinn takes the lead on this one.
Yep. DeepSeek showing its methodical approach and ChatGPT getting there eventually.
Still in the running.
It is. Okay. So for our last challenge,
Ooh, I'm excited for this one.
this one's interesting
Why is that?
because it's about the human side of AI.
That's a good one.
We're going to see how these AIs handle expressing emotion.
This is where things get really interesting.
Right?
It's,
Because
yeah.
speed and efficiency are great.
Yeah.
But when it comes to developing truly human-like AI,
Right.
being able to understand and respond to emotions is crucial.
So how do we test that?
I'm curious
The
too.
article gave each of the AIs a simple prompt.
Okay.
Write a messy emotional love letter.
Oh, wow. You'd think ChatGPT, with its focus on human-like interaction, would nail that
I
one.
know, right?
So what happened?
Here's the twist.
Okay.
All three of them started their responses with the same robotic line.
Wait, really? What did they say?
I don't even know where to start.
You're kidding. It's like they can simulate the entire
I
universe,
know, all right.
but they get completely stumped by a love letter.
It's kind of funny when you think about it.
It is. Maybe there's something about messy human emotions
Yeah.
that even the most advanced AI just can't quite grasp yet.
So they all had a rough start.
Okay, so who came out on top?
Believe it or not, it was Quinn.
Right. The AI, known for being more robotic, actually wrote the most emotionally engaging letter of the three.
Wow, that is a shocker. Who would have guessed?
I know, right? We'll be right back to break down what all this means and what these results tell us about the future of AI.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned. Welcome back. So, I don't know about you,
Yeah.
but that last challenge really got me thinking.
It really does challenge our assumptions about AI.
Yeah. I mean,
Like,
AI that can write a love letter.
it's not what you expect.
Not at all.
So,
What are the takeaways from all this?
yeah, good question.
We saw what each AI could do, their strengths, weaknesses,
And some surprises,
definitely some
for
surprises.
sure.
So what stood out to you?
Well, I think DeepSeek's performance was really impressive,
Yeah.
especially its precision and depth. It's clearly the best choice for anyone who needs to do really complex calculations, like, simulations,
Yeah.
like researchers, engineers.
Anyone who needs that level of detail.
Absolutely. If you're working on something that needs really careful, methodical thinking,
Right.
DeepSeek is the one you want.
It's like you're tackling some crazy engineering problem, and DeepSeek is in the background crunching the numbers
Yeah,
while
exactly.
you focus on the design.
Like a silent partner.
I like that.
Yeah.
And then there's Quinn,
Yeah.
surprisingly fast and accurate.
It was, wasn't it?
Plus, it handles multiple languages, which is great for
International business.
legal documents.
All that.
And it had that unexpected emotional depth.
Who knew Quinn was such a romantic?
Maybe there's a poet hiding in there.
Maybe.
But seriously, Quinn is a real all-rounder.
It is. And of course, we can't forget about ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Even though it didn't win every challenge,
Right.
it's still a powerful
For
tool,
sure.
especially for generating human-like text.
If you're a content creator,
Yeah.
educator, anyone who needs to automate something with language.
ChatGPT is still super valuable.
Yeah, so each of these AIs brings something unique.
They
It
do.
really depends on what you need it for.
Exactly.
But looking at all these results,
It does feel like a new era of AI.
it does. It really does.
It makes you wonder how it's going to impact our lives,
In the future,
like our work.
our relationships.
Yeah, even just our understanding of intelligence.
It's kind of exciting and scary at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, where do we go from here?
What are the limits?
Yeah, like, will we ever create an AI that's indistinguishable from a human?
Big questions.
Okay, we're going to take a quick moment to gather our thoughts.
Sounds good.
But when we come back,
Yeah.
we'll leave you with one final question to consider
Cool.
as you continue to explore the world of AI.
I like it.
Stay with us. All right, we're back.
Ready for that final question?
I am. So we've talked about
Yeah.
how impressive these AIs are, what they can do, what they might be able to do. But one thing keeps coming back to me.
What's that?
It all goes back to that love letter challenge.
Yeah, where they all kind of froze up.
They all just stopped.
Yeah, like they hit a wall.
It's like they can handle all this complex stuff.
The universe, physics,
Right.
all of it.
But a love letter,
Nope.
it's like they're totally lost.
Makes you
So
think.
here's the question.
Okay.
If AI struggles to really get human emotions,
Even the most advanced AI.
what does that tell us about being human?
That's a great question.
What makes us different?
Yeah, maybe there's something about how we experience and express emotions that AI just can't replicate.
At least not yet.
Right, like there's this spark.
This depth of feeling that's
Yeah,
just human.
it's fascinating. As AI keeps getting better,
Yeah.
will we ever bridge that gap?
Or will there always be that difference?
That special something.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, only time will tell.
But it's something to think about
For sure.
as we develop and work with AI. It's a powerful tool.
It really is.
But it's important to remember what makes us human.
Those things that AI can't quite grasp.
Not yet, at least.
Right.
Well, it's been a fantastic deep dive.
I agree.
I hope everyone listening has learned something new.
Got some new questions.
And who knows, maybe one day we'll have AI that can not only code, solve
Right.
equations,
Yeah.
but really understand the human heart.
Nah, that would be something.
It would. Until then, keep
Yeah.
exploring, keep asking questions.
Staying curious.
This is the Deep Dive. Signing off. Catch you on the next dive.